ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ila Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara begins with a shaila, Iboilu hudchu me'alehen mahu. If let's say the people of the city were Eved Avodah Zorah on their own, do we say that Vayadichom Rachmana, the Torah says that somebody else has to convince them to do Avodah Zorah v'loy shehudchu me'alehen, but if they themselves are Eved Avodah Zorah on their own accord, they do not have a din of Ir Nidachas? Oidilma filu hudchu me'alehen. Or maybe you'll say that even if they convince themselves to be Eved Avodah Zorah without somebody else convincing them, they were hudach me'alehen, they also have a din of an Ir Nidachas. The Gemara wanted to bring a Rai from the Mishnah, which says, Hidichua Noshim Muktanim, that if Noshim Muktanim Maidiach, it does not have a din of Ir Nidachas. The Gemara questions, Amai, why not? If Hudchum Yalein would have a din of Ir Nidachas, Lehevik Hudchum Yalein. They should have the same status as if they became an Ir Nidachas, as if they were Oivet Avedah Zorah from their own. And the Gemara is Mechalik and is Doicha the Raya. It's not a raya that hudchu me'alein does not have a din ir nidachas. Possibly if they on their own worshipped Avodah Zorah, itaka is chal on them a din of ir nidachas. But the case of Noshim Muktanim are different because Hanach Bosan Navshaya greedy, Hani Bosan Noshim Muktanim greedy. In the case of the Mishnah, they're going after the words of Noshim Muktanim, that does not have a din ir nidachas. They're not so attached. But if Navshaya Bosan Navshaya greedy, if they go on their own, they're masayim are considered a maisa, which is mechayiv them to have a din of an ir nidachas, and mele it's not a raya from hedichu anoshim muktanim. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zorah in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis paskins that if it was hudchu mealehen, the din is that ain donin bo din ir hanidachas. It does not have a din of an ir nidachas. El arein ki yechidim is a din of yechidim that are oved Avodah Zorah, that are soikin, they get skila, and the mamon is polat, the mamon is the yerushim, like the din of a yochid, which is Eved Avodah Zorah, does not have a din of an ear and hidachas. Look, the Kesef Mishnah's Ma'ir, and the Rambam, the Lachir, the Gemara is in Iboid Le'ivshita. The Gemara had the shaila of what the din of Hutchum Yalein is. The Gemara tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah that Idichu and Noshim and Ktanim does not have a din of ear and hidachas, and the Gemara is Deicha the raya. So the Chayra, the Maskanov, and the Gemara remains with a shaila. Where did the Rambam see to paskin that Hudchum Elein, if they became Hudach, they were Eved Avodah Zorah on their own, that they do not have a din of an ear Hanidachas? So the Kesef Mishnah learns that Afagav the Mashmah the Dechia Baalmihi, he says, even though it's Mashmah, it's just a Dechia in the Gemara, Posik Rabbeinu Kavosa. The Rambam paskin like the Gemara. The Gemara is Dichui, which from the time of the Mestavru. It's a time of the Mestaver to say that Hidichua Ma'alehen does not have a din of an ir Hanidachas. And therefore he paskins like that, Misvara, because Mestama, it should be that it should not have a din of an ir Hanidachas. I'll compare him, it's Mestaver like that to the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech is Mevar, and he says that L'chayra, since it's like Ishita Boyin, it was not Nifshat the Shaila, Vade Dazlina Bolekula. For sure you go Lekula, ve'inu nasis ir nidachas. And the male does not have a din of ir nidachas, alpha pishin is skullin, even though they get skila, memayin on polat. The moment is saved, and Hashem atap mein erogim. Mashen ken don anoisak ir nidachas. Which seemed that the Mishnah Melech is saying, Pshat Rambam, that the reason why the Rambam paskin lahokel to say that if hudchum yalehen, it does not have a din of an ir nidachas, is because since the Gemara's shaila was not nifshat, it's leivshita boyin, so you go lekula. Lekula would be that should not have a din of ir nidachas and a moinan polat. The obvious aura in the Mishnah Melech is that if you go lekula, so then, legabi memainam, and you say the moment is polat, the moment is saved, the moment is not burnt, is not osur bahano, like the din of nir nidachas, and so too, there's no din to kill the noshim and the taf, but aibazoi, luchar, you should have to also go lekula and say that you shouldn't be chayiv skila, you should be chayiv saif. So luchar, it's still shver, why is the din that's niskolin? The Rambam says clear that they have a din of yechidim, they were avid zara, and seiklin, call me shavad. Anybody who is Eved Avodah Zorah is Chayiv Skila. L'chayr on the tzad that they have a din of an ir nidachas, the Chiyav Misa would not be Skila. The Chiyav Misa would be Sayif. which is more chomer, avadas kilos more chomer than saif. So just like we're not being done them, like in Irni Dachas, and we're going lekula, and we're saying that the moment is polat, and the noshim and the ketanim are not nerag, are not, they don't get killed, so to legabe the oifen of the misa, we should go lekula and say possibly it does have a din of Irni Dachas, and it should have a din of saif. So why is a din that is neskolim? We see from here, Gvaldiki Yisoid. We see from the Mishnah Melech that without a psak of a bezin of Ayin Aleph, that this city has a din of Nir Nidachas, the truth is it's talking not chalan at a din of Nir Nidachas bechlal. Just like we say that by bezin, before they pask in a chi of Misa, there's no din to Mechai Vanid in Misa, even where there's a Shaila, if he was a Ritzeach and he's a Mechui of Misa, and Edom come to bezin, but if there's no psak din on Dalet Nisos, then there is no Chiyav Misa Bepoel. There's no Chiyav Misa, not just we don't give a Misa. So too over here, since we have a suffix, do we give a city, which was Eved Avedah Zorah, Ayidei themselves, they were Hudach Mi'alein, they convinced themselves, there were no Madichin, like the Pasha Sakra, do we give them a Dinei Nidachas? We don't. So Lamaisa Misafdik, we're not going to paskin a psak that they have a din of Nir Nidachas. Once misafek, you can't paskin, they have a din of Nir Nidachas, Memel, they zicha do not have a din of Nir Nidachas. Memel, if they don't have a din of Nir Nidachas, the din of an Oivet Aveda Zar is Beskila. So that's what it means. The kula is that you cannot give it a din of Nir Nidachas because misafek, they were not Pesha Deshaila. It does come out of kula, Gabi Mimainon, the moment is Polat, the moment gets saved. And does not get, it's not also about Noah, Noshim Ektanim are not killed, but it does come out of Chumrah, Legabe Chiyav Misa. But the Chumrah is not that we go to Chumrah. The Chumrah is that once it does not have a din of Nir Nidachas, we don't paskin it has a din of Nir Nidachas, Bechlal, and Mela, the Karchach, the Chiyav Misa is going to be Skila. The Chazanish in Simon Samach Dal says also a shtikla, a different Nusach, but also the same Nekuda, that it's not considered like as if we have a Suffolk Skila and a Suffolk Saif. Because he says the whole din of Nir Nidachas is a chiddush. Since the whole din of Nir Nidachas is a chiddush, and the Torah only said it, bizman, it's a vaday, where it's a suffix for Sanhedrin, the Torah never gave it a din of Nir Nidachas. Once we can't give it a din of Nir Nidachas, the natural chi of misa for an oivin avodah zarah is skila. So it's not that you're going lechumra by giving skila instead of saif. That's the chi of misa for oivin avodah zarah. If it has a din of Nir Nidachas, then it has a din of saif. The Chaznish is laying through a knech that since Irin Dach is a chiddush, a kilu Torah never said that chiddush b'mokem sofik. Without that, you could just say that misafik you can't paskin as din of Irin Dachas. The Maisi, you can only paskin the Torah's vada. You can't say something has a din of Irin Dachas if you're not sure. And our understanding is that without the psak that is an Irin Dachas, itaka does not have a din of an Irin Dachas. And once it doesn't have an actual din of Nir Nidachas, then it's poshut why the din would be that the Oiv, the Avodah Zarah in the city are going to be Chayav Skila and not Saif. Let's move on to the next shtickle of also a continuation of this Yisoidis. We'll see soon that this Yisoidis will come up again, that without a psak, that it's a din of Nir Nidachas, Take won't have a din of Nir Nidachas. But let's just first go through a little bit the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara talks about how it actually becomes Nir Nidachas. How does the gather up sack? Hey, Chavdina, what do you do? The Gemara brings a review that says, Donin v'chayvshin, you judge him and you put him in prison. And Ula says, that's ma'anez dinai. So Ula says, Donin v'seiklin. Rabbi Yechanan also says that Donin v'seiklin, you judge an Oivet Avodah Zarah, and right away, he'll be chayiv skili. You put him to death. He's Oivet Avodah Zarah, he's chayiv skili, he's a yochid. And Rish Lakish says, Marbelen bate dinam. Rish Lakish says that you don't do that. You marb bate dinam to judge them all together, and then you'll have a roiv that is Oivet Avodah Zarah. Once you have a roiv that's Oivet Avodah Zarah, then has a din of an ear, Hanidachas. I think Gemara goes through, Amrav Shailov, how could it be that you judge them on their own? It says, Amrav Chomrav Yoisi, Amrav Oishi, Vaitsei, Seisha, Hu, Oisi, Isha, He, Ish, Visha, Temaitse, Sharecha, only an individual gets judged the Misa by a bezin of Chav Gimel in Sha'arech on your gates in your cities, but Kola Ir Kula is it has to go to bezin Shalai and Aleph. So in the Shita Reish Lakish, the Gemara explains, Yemar Bebote Dinim, Yema'ayin Bedinim, Yema'ayin in the Din in their cities, and then Maskinalu, you bring them up to the bezin Agadol, and you go with the Din, and then you kill them. But let's take one step at a time. We have Machlekish of Yechon and Reish Lakish, how you go about establishing an Ir Nidachas.
According to Rabbi Yechanan, Donin v'Seiklin. As it goes on, you give skila. And Rashi explains until half of the city is already nidain. They're all considered yechidim and Donin v'Seiklin. And after that, if the more are Eved Avodah Zarah, it becomes a Zbarl Mafreya that Roiv or Eved Avodah Zarah. Now it's Besayif. And Rish Lakish says that you marble and batadinim immediately you make money batadinim at the same exact time. Mekabel the edis, and you go with the din of all of them one day, and they give it a din of an irni dachas. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Perek Dalet Aloha Vav, he paskins like Rish Lakish, that what you do is marble and batadinim. He says when you find that they have a din of irni dachas, is in nimtzu kol oivdim. Miuta cyclin iso, shari ir nitzel, nimsa ruba, rivas ovid avid azara, so malin oisin lavezin a godl, the gerbin shandinon, vahurigin kol elish avdu, besayev. The Kesef Mishnah brings from the Ramah in the Igrois, that lachayah, we paskin always like Rabbi Yechanan in all places in Shas, except for three places. Normally the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Rish Lakish. So he says, Yesh le tumay al ze, how could the Rambam paskin like Rish Lakish, the kaim like Rabbi Yechanan, domer donim v'saiklin, and ve'echad is mashlim, but when you have one that's mashlim to make a rave, then you have din v'sayif. The Gemara says, the Gemara says in the end, marble and bati dinim, ayim v'dinayim, maskin v'ezna gadol, and that's the time of the Rish Lakish kamar. So how can the Rambam paskin like Rish Lakish? He brings from Rav Aaron ben Meshulam that take away the gears of Rabbi Yechanan, but the Ramah said the gears is Rabbi Yechanan. We talk a passing like Rabbi Yechanan. He argues, how can the Rambam say like Rish Lakish? The Chazon Ish explains that and you look carefully in the Gemara, it's not just Rish Lakish's shita. It's Rebbe also holds like that through Rebbe Bati Dinim, there's not going to be an Inui Hadin. So it ends up that Rabbi Yechanan really is like a Yochid negative Yehuda and Rish Lakish, and therefore the Rambam in this case passing like Rish Lakish, not like the way the Ramah understands. In other words, the only time when you have the klal that you always pass like Rabbi Yechanan chutz mitlas is only where there's nobody else that's on the side of the of Rish Lakish. But if Rish Lakish is together with other Meroim, so then we'll paskin like Rish Lakish. And in this case, you have Rish Lakish together with Rabbi Yehuda. Al kaponim, the Rama paskins like Rish Lakish, that you marble in batadinim, and then you ma'ayin in the din, and then at the end, you go ahead and bring it to Bezna Gadol. Now in this halacha, let's take this halacha apart of Rish Lakish. What do you do? Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish argue in the procedure. According to Rabbi Yechanan, you're done in v'saiklin. And Rashi says, done in v'saiklin means that each person that you catch as an Oved Avodah Zarah with Eidim and Asra, you give him skila because he's a Yochid that was Oved Avodah Zarah. After you find more than half, that means one more than half, that was Oved Avodah Zarah, so the Lashon of Rashi is that it's Nizbar Lemafreya Shehud Churuba. Now became Nizbar Lemafreya that Roiv of the city was Oved Avodah Zarah. What's the din of a Roiv of a city is Oved Avodah Zarah? It's Besayif, and my name is Ovad. So Mechetzin Ve'elich Yati Rashi Lemashke Lemisach Amura. From the second half, you can't anymore give Skila, they get Saif. Chayr, it seems from Rashi, that this Lashon that he says in this Baal Mafreya, and also he says Mechazkina Luk Yechidim, it's mashma that the din of Ir Nidachas is totally in the Metzias of a Roiv of a city, Roiv of the people of a city, that's Oved Avodah Zarah. When it's Nizbar, when it becomes clear that Roiv of the city will Oved Avodah Zarah, then it's a Gloi Milsel Mafreya, it's Ir Nidachas. So Ebazoi, Luchar, it's very schwer. How could Rabbi Yechanan say that Donin V'Soiklin, done in v'soiklin, you give skila right away to each of the yechidim, l'chaira, we are not sure what the end result is going to be. When the edim are going to come be made on, now in yechidim, it's true he's a yachid. But maybe roiv of the city will be Eved Avodah Zarah. And if roiv of the city will be Eved Avodah Zarah, then it's Baal HaMafreya that you're giving him the wrong misa. He really deserves sayif because this city has a din of Nir Nidachas. If the city has a din of Nir Nidachas, everybody's mechuyev sayif, not skila. So how does Rabbi Yechanan say donin v'saiklin? L'chayra, donin v'saiklin means you judge each one as yechidim. It's very nice, but that's only now because you don't know what will be if we'll have a din of an Nir Nidachas. But once Rav of the city are determined to being Oved Avodah Zarah, Rashi clearly says that it's nizbara davar l'mafreya becomes now retroactively known that the city was a Nir Nidachas and has a din of a Nir Nidachas. So what does Donin V'Soiklin mean? So the Chazon Ish bavarz the Shaila, the Chazon Ish says, in Perek Chof Dalet, Ois Yud, he says, that we're Donin V'Soiklin is only before Ruban was Oved Basra. In other words, before even a Maser Rubai. Right away, you see that only Yechidim are being Oved Avodah Zara, you attack and give them Skila. But once it starts, the numbers start increasing, and there's a probable chance that maybe Roiv Oved Avodah Zara, and you have, let's say, Roiv the Oved Avodah Zara Basra, so now you're not sure if the Edom are going to come and you're going to attack and convict Roiv as Oved Avodah Zara, but there's a possibility, and there's a good chance, so then Avadi, you have to stop. You can't anymore give skila to them as yechidim, to the ones that are convicted of Oved Avodah Zara as yechidim, because maybe it'll be this buyer, Lamafreya, that really this city is a din of Nir Nidachas, because there are Roiv people, there are Roiv people in the city that are Oved Avodah Zara, and the din is Besayef. That's it, the Chazon Ish Bavarans and answer this question. But the Pashta of the Gemara is the Don of a Seiklin, as long as the Bezin doesn't know, there's no Roiv. In other words, Don of a Seiklin, we don't make calculations. Somebody's caught, there's as Edim, there's Asra, you chayv skila, keep on going until Chetzion. You don't have to start looking around and taking consensus that it looks like they might come out to have a Roiv in the city. It's mashma, as long as it's not Nizbar to Bezin, that Roiv of the city was every day by the Zara. And even if Roiv of the city was Oved Avodah Zara Basra, but they didn't yet come to Bezdin, and they weren't yet, there's no Gemar Din on them for to be Chayiv Misa, the Din is Don of a Cycling, which is the Chayiv Pella. Hakli Mechayiv Skila, maybe Klapish Maya Galia, the Chayiv over here is not the Misa Chamur of Skila, the Chayiv over here is the Sayif, like Endir of an Ir Nidachas. The Chayiv, Shmuel says, and other Achrayim want to say, the Chayiv, it's Muchach to say from this Din, that even if Edom will come on Roiv of the city to say the Oved Avodah Zara, but the skila that was given to the Oved Avodah Zara ad Chetzion, the Don of a Seiklin, was Kedin. Why? It's Muchach that the Din of an Ir Nidachas is not totally in the Metzias of a Roiv of the Anshei Yair being Oved Avodah Zara. It's totally in that it's Nizbar to Bezdin that Roiv of the city was Oved Avodah Zara. In other words, it's not the metzius of roiv of a city being oved avodah zara that you could say it's nizbar lemafreya, and mele we don't know at the time what din these yechidim will have. No, it has to do with when Bezdin knows and becomes aware of the fact that roiv is oved avodah zara. That means Bezdin had already paskined that roiv of the city is oved avodah zara. So then Bezdin is koveya a chalois din of ir nidachas. Kol's man was not nizbar lefnei Bezdin. It has a din of yechidim, din is beskila. And even if of the Reuben, it doesn't make a difference in the metzius of a roiv in a city being oved avodah zara. Although you have a metzius, a roiv of a city being oved avodah zara, if it's not nizbar to Bezdin that they are oved avodah zara, there's no psak Bezdin, there's no gemar din on roiv, then the din tak of all those oved avodah zara are ki yechidim that are beskila. The machlekes, Rabbi Yechim and Shlokesh is, Rabbi Yechim says, taki gives skila. On each of them, you don't have to worry. You don't have to make calculations. Reish Lakish says that it's mutal on Bezdin right away to mevarer if roiv or roiv avodah zara to mechayev saif. And therefore, Reish Lakish says that immediately you mar balein bate dinim. Like we saw in the Gemara, it says mar bate dinim, not because you can't. Rashi says not because you can't judge two in yemechad. In one misi could be done, but you have to have a lot of edim. You need, it's not enough time to be choyker all them in one bezin. So you have to have many different bati dinim to miskabel all the edus in one day. Immediately, it should become this buyer as quickly as possible to bezin that there's a roiv here of Oved Avodah Zara and give it a din of an ir nidachas, and the din should be besayef. But Rabbi Yochanan holds no, till Chetzion, you don't have to rush, till Chetzion, you're done with a cycling. It doesn't have yet a din of ir nidachas. If it doesn't have yet a din of ir nidachas, Mel, the din is taka skila. So the chayr, again, we see a gevaldik yisisayid that until Bezdin paskins that it's nir nidachas, it's zichah not nir nidachas. It has to have a psak of Bezdin's nir nidachas. We mentioned before that if it's a suffix, Bezdin will not give it the din of nir nidachas, and the din will be that they're all beskila. Whoever's Oved Avodah Zara is beskila. Hutchum yalein is beskila, like the Rambam paskins. Why? It's pashit. If Bezdin doesn't give it a din of Irni Dachas, it doesn't have a din of Irni Dachas. It's not totally the metzias of a roiv of a city being Oved Avodah Zara. And now we're seeing from this, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh even further, that although later we find out that a roiv would take yes Oved Avodah Zara, and it's Nizbar Lemafreya that has din of Irni Dachas, but it's not Nizbar Lemafreya din of Irni Dachas at the time when you gave them skila. Only when Bezdin becomes known, it becomes known to Bezdin, then it's when Bezdin gives a din of Irni Dachas. It has to become known to Bezdin that the metzias of a roiv being Oved Avodah Zara is not sufficient. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Don of a Seiklin, Don of a Seiklin. Let's continue even a little further in this. In the same nekudas. What's Reish Lakish's halacha? Reish Lakish's halacha is the yamar bote dinim and yamayin bedinon, yamayin in the din, and then maskin you take them a bezin agadol and you go in with the din and then you give them misa. Over here, there's a very, very famous minchas chinuch. The Rama says, and it's clear, it's meduik like that in the Gemara also, that you see, how does the procedure work? Bezin will come and set up shop in this town, marbin many bote dinim of Chav Gimel, the ma'ayim bedinim. What does ma'ayim bedinim mean? The mekabel edus that is on each individual that he was over the Zara. Then you bring them, you go take them out to Bezin HaGadol, you go over the din, v'katlu. Now when you go over the din, the Bezin HaGadol, Bezin Shalai and Aleph, does that mean that you have to be mekabel the edus again in the Bezin HaGadol? That's not a gmar din, that's starting the process of din in Bezin HaGadol. So what was the point of the Chav Gimel? The Pashta Gemara's Mashma, that we're just ma'ayin in the din a second time, but not mekabel the edus a second time. The Kabbalah's edus was already done in the Bote Dinim in the city itself, of the Bote Dinim of Chav Gimel. Though we marbe in the city to be able to judge all of them quickly, they already were Mekabel the Edus. The extra Ma'ayin B'Dinim is, that's an extra Ma'ayin B'Dinim to see that there's Roy over here, to make the count, to see that, then and to make sure that, as given a din of an Irani Dachas, but not that you need a new Kabbalah's Edus in the Bezna Gadol. There are masses Beferish like that. That you don't need to have a Kabbalah's Edus Mechadosh in the Bezin HaGadol. They're just ma'ayin a second time in the din of the city. In Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Samach Dalid, Ois Yutes, he says from this Gemara that says, L'charin, you also understood the Gemara, the Pashas is that the Edim don't have to be Chayzer Mimagir in the Bezin HaGadol. The Kabbalah's Edus was in the Bezin Shevi'ir. The Gemar Din is Exeris HaKosev, you have to have a Bezin HaGadol, and Lishn HaGosev, you have to have the Bezin Shalayin Aleph. Zokta Azoy, Zokta Yedua Machloikis, between the Sadya Goyin and Ramban, if a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel, that's appointed, that's necessary in order to Dan Din Nefashis, do they also have to be the ones that are Makabal the Eidos for Din Nefashis? Or is it sufficient for a Bezin Shal Shloisha, which is normally reserved for Dinei Mominus? They're the ones that they can themselves, a Bezin Shal Gimel, could also be Makabal Edus of Dinei Nefashis. It's just that you need a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel to paskin the din of the Chiyuvim Misa. The Chiyuvim Misa, the Gmar din of Misa, has to be done a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel. But the Kabbalah's Edus of Dinei Nefashis does not require Bezin Shal Chav Gimel. It's enough a Bezin Shal Shloisha. So if Sadia Goyin's Shita is that you don't need to have a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel for Kabbalah's Edus on Dinei Nefashis. And the Ramban in Pasha Shoftim argues on the Sadia Goyin, and he says that just like for Dinei Nefashis, the Psak of Dinei Nefashis, you need Esrim V'Shleish, you need Chav Gimel, so too, the Gabi Kabbalah's Edus of Dinei Nefashis, you also have to have a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel. Azay the Machlekes Ramban and of Sadia Goyin. Zokti Minchas Chinuch, that just like they argue in a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel, l'chayr, the same machlekos would apply to a Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. Whatever you need a Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph for, l'chayr, according to Sadia Goyin, that's only the Gabi the Etzin Gemar Din, the Psakdin. But for the Kabbalah's Edus, you wouldn't need a Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. According to Ramban, l'chayr, just like he held, a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel is necessary not only for the Psak of Din Nefashis, but also for the Edus of Din Nefashis, so too, if you need a Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph, you should have to have a Kabbalah's Edus also in a Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad. Zokt Minchas Chinuch, the L'chayr from our Gemara is Mevor, not like the Ramban. Because Mevor, the Kabbalah's Edus does not need a Bezin HaGadol. Kabbalah's Edus, you see, is not totally in the Din. It's enough to have a Kabbalah's Edus in a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel, and the Psak that the city will have a Din of an Irani Dachas will be done in the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. Just like the Sadia Goyin holds that Kabbalah's Edus of Din Nefashis could be Bishloisha, and only the Psak Din has to be in a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel, So too, Gabi Bezin Yerni Dachas. The Kabbalah's Eilis can be done in a Bezin Shchov Gimel. That's the Marbalein Batidin in the whole city. And the Psakdin will be done in the Bezin Shalayin Aleph. He says it's not a Svarah. In Svarah L'chalik, that a Bezin Shal Shloisha cannot bechlal the Dan Din Nefashis. Bezin Shal Shloisha Dan Din Nefashis. It's in Kabbal Din Nefashis. L'chair, it's totally in what the Torah requires for each individual halacha. The Torah requires din nefashis, the bezin shel chof gimel. And then Ramban holds that you have to have also kabbalas eid bezin shel chof gimel. So if the Torah is mechayev, it's exeris hakosiv, that for ir nidachas, you need a bezin shel hagadol, you need a bezin shel ayin aleph. L'chair, like the Ramban, you should also have to have a kabbalas eidus in the bezin shel ayin aleph. Elamai, it's muchach l'chair, the kabbalas eidus and the din are not totally zebuzeh. And in Mele, he wants to say that from our Gemara should be mevur like Rav Sadia Gaon that a Kabbalah's Eidus for Dina Nefashes, it's enough in a Bezin Shel Gimel, you don't need a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. Not like the Chitz Ramban. Now, by MS, we have to say that the Tosef Menachos and Nafsamechei, the Maschav Yoidim, Tosef says, Tosef Mashman, not like the Ramban, not like we're understanding our Gemara. He's Mashman over here in our Sugya also, the Eidim have to go and be Chayzer Magid their Eidus in the Bezin Agadol before you could be making Gemara Din. And pask in the city as a din of an irni dachas, but the Ramah and our sugi and the Mechuzchina takes on other rishonim also, and the passion of our Gemara is that you don't. You only need a kabbalas edus in a bezin shel chof gimel, and the psak of that has din of an irni dachas has to be done in the bezin shel hagadol, bezin shel ayin aleph. By Bazois, Tak is still Shever, the Michaschinus Kashan Ramban, you see, not like the Sheetz Ramban that held that the kabbalas edus of din and nefashis has to be in a bezin shel chof gimel. So Shmuel in the Chidushim in Simon Gimel says a gevaldik pshat to miyashev this nechazchinas kasha and Ramban. But first he's chayker, he has a shaila, what the get of Kabbalah's edus of the ir nidachas is. We learned according to Rish Lakish that what do you do, and according to Yechon also the Kabbalah's edus is ad chetzion. It means you mekabel edus on each individual, and according to Yechon it's done in v'soiklin ad chetzion. And according to, and they have a din of Yechidim. Later, when you see that it's a roiv, so then it's Nizbalim Afreya that is din of Nirni Dachas. And according to Rish Lakish, Yemar Bebote Dinim and Mekabal the Eidus and Bezin Shachov Gimel immediately. Right away, Mekabal the Eidus. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that you Mekabal Eidus ad Chetzion and they're all Chayev Skila. Is that a Kabbalah's Eidus only the Gabi Chayev Skila? Like it's a regular Eved Avodah Zarah, like a Yochid that's Eved Avodah Zarah that's Chayev Skila? Or is that called a Kabbalah's Eidus, the Gabi, the din of Ir Nidachas? L'chayra, we mentioned earlier, that the din of an Ir Nidachas is not nikva. Is not, you don't have a Chalois din Ir Nidachas through that, that there's a mitzius of a roiv of a city being Ovid Avedah Zorah. Because Eba Zoy comes out and Nizbar L'mafreya, in the end you find out L'mafreya was Nizbar, that it had a din of an Ir Nidachas, because at the end we saw that roiv of Ovid Avedah Zorah. So then it was Nizbar L'mafreya that didn't have any dachas. And Reba Zoy metchil, the chiev is besayif and not beskila. So if that would be true, so that you makabal edus for the yechidim, legabi skila, that's only mitzad chasarn yediyah, you didn't know. So it's not really kabal's edus legabi skila, it's kabal's edus for sayif, but you didn't know that. But if the din ir, the way we explained was that the din of ir nidachas is not totally in the metzias of a roiv. The din of ir nidachas is totally in that it became this bar lebezdin that roiv of the city was oved avodah zarah. So that means before it was nizbar to bezdin that roiv of the city was oved avodah zarah, the chiyuv of those yechidim that were oved avodah zarah was tak only skila, was tak and not saif. We said it's not a mistake. So that means the kabbalas edus al karchach was on Chiyuv Skila, not on Chiyuv Saif. So Eba Zoy, if you say like this, that really it was not Chal, an Ir Nidachas, until it becomes this Bar Lebezdin, that Roiv Avid Avid Zara, so that means the Kabbalah's Edus of half the city was for a Chiyuv Skila, like Yechidim. And that Kabbalah's Edus, that's for half the city, like Yechidim, is a regular Kabbalah's Edus of Dina Nefashis, that are made in Bezin Shechav Gimel. So Eba Zoy, it wouldn't be a taina that you should need to have that Kabbalah's Eidus in a Bezin Shalayin Aleph. Because the Marbel and Batei Dinim, to go ahead and have more Kabbalah's Eidus of Chav Gimel, but you don't need Kabbalah's Eidus from the Ayin Aleph. So Eba Zoy, the Kasha Minchas Chinuch is not Shver in the Ramban. The reason why you don't need a Kabbalah's Eidus in front of a Bezin HaGadol Shlayin Aleph is because the Kabbalah's Eidus is really a Kabbalah's Eidus for a Chiyuv Skila, which is the normal Chiyuv of a regular Yachid that's Eved Avedah Zara, and that Avada is as a din to be niskabel only to Bezin Shechav Gimel. But L'Chair is not completely Miyushiv, because that would explain the Eidus of half the city. According to Rabbi Yechon, half the city, whatever you Eidus, you Mekabel before Bezin, before it was Nisbar to Bezdin, that the Rav of the city, Rav of the Avodah Zarah. So up until that point, Etake does not have a din of Nir Nidachas, and the Eidus on the Yechidim that are Rav of the Avodah Zarah is Take Eidus on Yechidim, and it should be Niskabel only to Bezdin Shechav Gimel. But after we already see that Rav of the city was Rav of the Avodah Zarah, they were made past Chetzion, more than half of the city was Rav of the Avodah Zarah. So now it became Nisbar to Bezdin that Rav of the city was Rav of the Avodah Zarah. Once it's Nizbar to Bezin that Rav of the city is Rav of the Zara, so Mikan Ve'eloch, the Eidus that's coming in on each individual is really Eidus on a din of Nir Nidachas. It's not an Eidus for Yechidim, it's Eidus to Paskin the city is a din of Nir Nidachas. So then it's Vaita Shver, the Mechzchinus Kasha, that according to Ramban, how can you make Kabbal those Eidus, Bezin Vishloisha? The Pasha Sugi is Mashma again, that all the Kabbalah's Eidus of all the Eiv Devet Azar of the city was done in the city, in the Bezin Chav Gimel, and only the Iyun Hadin, and only the final Gemara Din was done, Bezin HaGadol. So the Chayr, the up until half, were safe, because up until half, that has a Din of Yechidim, and they are B'chuyiv Skila, and the Kabbalah's Eidus was Taka for a Chuyiv Skila, which is done in a Bezin Shalchav Gimel. That doesn't require a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, because it's not a gather of Kabbalah's Eidus of Din of Nir Nidachas. It's Kabbalah's Eidus to give them Skila with Teres Yechidim. But after is Nizbar to Bezin, after half, now is Nizbar to Bezin, that Rav of the city is Eidim Edezara. So now it should require Bezin Shalayin Aleph for the Kabbalah's Eidus itself, according to Ramban, which is the Minchas Kenas Kasha on the Ramban. So the Chayr have to add and say that since it's Nizbar, that the Din of Nir Nidachas is not totally in the Metzias of a Roy being Oved Avodah Zarah. It has to be Nizbar to Bezdin. And the Bir to Bezdin that Roy Oved Avodah Zarah, that's Shavs Chloes Nir Nidachas. And Meli could say like this, that what Bezdin is required, that it should be Nizbar to them, that Roy Oved Avodah Zarah, to give it a Din of Nir Nidachas. That also that itself requires a Bezin Shalayin Aleph. Because since the Torah, Migzeres HaKosev, said that the din of an Ir Nidachas is only a idea of Bezin Shalayin Aleph, so only a birr of a Bezin of Ayin Aleph could be koveya that it has a din of an Ir Nidachas. As long as there's no birr yet to the Bezin of HaGadol, of Shim Ve'echad, that Rav of this city was Ayin Devedah Zorah, Etaka does not have on it a din of an Ir Nidachas. And then Mela, it should come out really that even if you're Moiti Leskila and then the Fize, all the Kabbalah's Eidus in the city, even past the halfway mark, even up until Rav, we know now that it's inspired to the Bezin in the city, that Rav Avida Vedazara. But it's still not a Kabbalah's Eidus of an Ir Nidachas. It's still a Kabbalah's Eidus of a regular Chi of Skila. And the city Taka does not have a Din of Ir Nidachas until Bezin will come, the Bezin HaGadol will paskin on it. So it comes out as a chiddush of visa. If the whole Kabbalah, if they come out that if you might see the skila, even after it was in Skabal the Eidus of Rav Batidinim of Chav Gimel, that, and we now know that Rav of the city is Eid of Edizara, but the skila is Kedin. Maybe they'll clearly not let it do that. And past the halfway mark, you can't give him skila. You should bring him up to Bezin HaGadol. They're going to be Ma'ayin. They're going to paskin the Din of Ir Nidachas. And then it's going to be Besayif, because it's Oymed Lizbarer. So you have to go to Bezin Shalayin Aleph. You can't do that. But you want to know if Lamaisi gave him skila, to give him kedin? Yes, because the Kabbalah's Eidus was a Kabbalah's Eidus for Chiyuv Skila. So it comes out that the Kabbalah's Eidus, even after the halfway mark, even now when it's inspired to the Batei Dinim in the city, the Batei Dinim of Chav Gimel in the city, that Rav of the city was Rav David Zarah, but that Kabbalah's Eidus is also Kabbalah's Eidus of Yechidim. And Avada can be Niskabel to Bezin Esen Vishloisha, even according to Ramban. In other words, that you don't need a Kabbalah's Eidus B'Teiras Din Ir Nidachas. You only need a Kabbalah's Eidus of Chiyuv Skila on each one. That was Eved Avodah Zarah. Once you have a Rav of the city, where there's a Kabbalah's Eidus on Roiv of the city, even a Bezin Shechav Gimel, that they are Mechuyiv Skila Kedin Yechidim, so then the Bezin HaGadol is going to paskin that it's a dinner in Yedachas, and the Mela now it's going to change, and the din is going to be Saif. But up until the Bezin HaGadol paskins that has dinner near Yedachas, it doesn't have a Chalais dinner in Yedachas. So it says, Bechlal not Shver, the Mechuzchidus Kash and the Ramban. Because over here it's different than the Machloikis of Sadi Goyin and the Ramban. The Machloikis of Sadi Goyin and the Ramban is in regular case of Din and Nefashis. Din and Nefashis we know is Bezen Shel Chav Gimel. So if Sadi Goyin holds, that's only the Gabi the Psak and the Gemara Din. But the Kabbalah say this can be done in Bezen Shel Shloisha. But in the Ramban argues, and Ramban says, no, even the Kabbalah say this has to be done in Bezen Shel Chav Gimel. So Melu Mechaschinach asked, Bazoi, so Bezen, it's something which requires a Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. Like the din of an Eir Nidachas, not only is the Gemar din, the Psak din, should be done in the Bezen Shalayin Aleph, but even the Kabbalah Seidus has to be done in the Bezen Shalayin Aleph. Mele Yad Shmer, Au Gemara, which is the Pashta Gemara we said in the Ramah, is that the Kabbalah Seidus could be done in a Bezen Shalchav Gimel. But the way we're answering this question, we're explaining that in a Hanami, even though the Psak and the din of Eirin Dachs, Ben Shalayin Aleph, the Kabbalah's Eidos is a Kabbalah's Eidos of a regular Chiyav Skila, of a regular Yochid, that's Eivet Aveda Zorah. So up until it gets to the Bezna Gadol, we're not being done a din of an Eirin Dachs on the city. We're being done a regular Chiyav Skila. We're being done a regular Eivet Aveda Zorah. Or Yechid Na Eivet Aveda Zorah. And the male din is that it's enough to Mekabal Eidos and Bezna Shachav Gimel. Once it's this buyer, that there's enough of people of Eved Zara, that Reivet the city was Eved Avedah Zara, and it was a Skabal Edusin in Bat Edid and Bat Nishal of Gimel, and Batsim the Chiv to each one individual is Skila, and even after we know it's a Reivet the Chiv is Taka Skila because there was not yet have a dinner in Nidachas. Now the dinner Torah is that the Bezin of Ayin Aleph, the Bezin of Gadol, is going to paskin on the city that has a dinner in Nidachas. But we don't need to have a Kabbalah's Edus B'Toiras Ir Nidachas. The Kabbalah said it's enough to Kabbalah's Eidus of a Chiyus Kilo in a Bezen Shechav Gimel. So never, even according to the Ramban, in the case of any Dachas, you wouldn't need to have a Kabbalah's Eidus of a Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. It's enough to have Kabbalah's Eidus in the Bezen Shechav Gimel, and the Psak that it has in any Dachas will be done in the Bezen Shel Ayin Aleph. But again, now we see in the third way that the din of an Eir Nidachas is only chal after the gemar din and the psak of a bezin shel ayin aleph of the bezin agadol b'yushlaim lishlagazis. They're the one who create the chalois din erni dachas. So until they shafa chalois din erni dachas, their psak, then it doesn't have an din erni dachas. So let's push it that the chiyav misa would be skila in a case of a suffik which we can't pask in the shav din of an erni dachas. As a matter of fact, the Chazanish points out Ha'ora on the Gemara, that when the Gemara asked Amar of Chambar Yosi Amar Vayishia Vaytesa Isha Hu Vaytesa Isha He, he says the only an Ish V'Ish, only an individual you might see l'sharecha, but not might see kol ear kul l'sharecha. The Chazanish is Ma'ir that why didn't the Gemara just say from our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Ein Ois Nir Nidachas El Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. So you see that you have to have Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. It's not enough Bezin Shel Chav Gimel. So the Chazanish says, because you'd be able to be mefarish the Mishnah, that when it says, Ein ois nir nidachas al bezin shel ayin aleph, it just means that the achlot lemaisa, that has a din of nir nidachas, requires a bezin shel ayin aleph, requires a bezin agadol. But they're not paskining on each individual in the city that he's part of a nir nidachas. That's enough for bezin shel chav gimel. The bezin shel chav gimel passes in each one. You need like a achlot, somebody to shafa chalois nir nidachas. Kamash will know that the Gemara is saying that all the Yechidim, everybody has to be brought up to Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. In other words, the Bezin of Ayin Aleph, the Maaseh is paskin on everybody in the city that they're Chelek Vinir Nidachas, and the din is Besayef. But I'll call upon him, you see in the Chazanish, that the Gzeres HaKosev, that Ir Nidachas requires Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph, is to create the Chalois din of Ir Nidachas. That can only be accomplished with Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph. Nobody else can accomplish that. Okay, let's move on now to the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tana Rabbanan, Chameres veGamela, Seiveres Himokim Lamokim, Lano B'Seich Avud Chima, Nishto Sham Lamed Yemim B'Sayif." If these people, these travelers, are Hudach, they were convinced to be Oyved Avedah Zorah together with the people of the city. They have the same din as the people of the city, and they're B'Sayif. They Chayev Misa of an, like the Irnidachas, which is Misasim Vesayef, and Mamainan Ovad, Pachas Mikain, less than 30 days, Heim Veskila, Mamainan Polat. Less than that, they have a din like a traveler, they don't have a din like people, the Irnidachas, like a Yochid that was Evid Evid Zaretz, Veskila, and the money is saved. Now, ending was a kasha, kamiya beir, yud beis chaydish, and he says, and that's to be the lebnei basal, miyase basal. Well, chari, it's before the Gemara that chameres and gamelis, after their 30 days, it doesn't say any chilik whether or not they died to mlachs or not. It says, the Gemara says, kapshutai, if they're 30 days, then they have a din, like the people of the city, and the chayiv saif, like a nanchirni dachas. It's mashma that even if daitam laksar, even they have the mind not to leave, not to stay there, they're still nechshav miyoshvei o'ir. And then nechnosim to the chesed nanchir, v'hakel hachmir. So the Ran is a suffix. Okay, that's the gabi the nidochim themselves. That's an interesting chiddush you see in the Gemara. What about the madichim? So the Ran is a suffix. What's with the ones who convince others to do avodah zara? In order, there's a din, the Mishnah, that you have to have madichel v'soichel. You have to have the madichim should come from the anshei ha'ir. If somebody is there 30 days, is he called from the anshei ha'ir to have a din of madichel mitoichel? Or maybe, since the it says yoshvei, the lashon of yoshvei is only said the gabin of mudachim. So the gabin of mudachim, the ones who got convinced, they have to be there 30 days, and not more than 30 days. But maybe madichim maybe require a longer time. Maybe madichim require to have yud beis chaydish. It says like the words brings from a brayse like gabim mudar hanob neoir. If somebody is there 12 months, then it's also lahanas mi'menu pach b'kan mutal lahanas mi'anu. And that's anshe your ear. That's not yoishvei your ear. Yoishvei your ear is talin lamid yoim. So maybe the madichim also require yud beis chaydish. The Ran Taka says it's mistaver to say that they need yud beis chaydish in order to be considered madichel mitoicha. The madichim, the ones who convince the others to do avodah zarah, have to have been living in the city 12 months. He brings a very interesting raya to this. The Gemara earlier on Daf Kuf Yud Alpha and Beis says, ask the kasha according to the Manda Amar that you can't split a city to two different shvatim. Every city can only be inhabited by one shevet. In other words, you can't have a city that Reuben and Shimon, two shvatim, should be in that city. It says, and the Gemara asks from the, it says in the Mishnah, Achi, in order to have a din of Iri Dachas, it has to have Madicheha, the ones who convinced the others, Dovei Dazar, have to be Me Oiso Ir, Me Oiso Shevet, from the same city and the same shevet. So the Gemara says, why do you have to mention the Mishnah that they have to be from the same city and the same shevet? I thought a city could only have one shevet. You can't have two shvatim in one city. And the fact that the Mishnah had to mention that the Madichin have to be from the same city and the same shevet is a raya that you can have two shvatim in one city. That's the Gemara early in Nafkuf Yid Alfam Beis. Zok to Heligaran, that if the Madichin don't have to be there more than 30 days, a chamera, a gamelis, a donkey driver or a camel driver that goes through the cities every 30 days, he could be one of the Madichim. So then you could find a chameres and a gamelis from other shvatim that were there for 30 days. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, you see from there, the fact that it says, it's a raya that you can have two shvatim living in a city. It's not true. Could be only one shevet's allowed to live in a city, but a different shevet passes through. A different shevet passes through for 30 days. It's a very common thing. And 30 days, somebody from a different shevet should pass through, that could happen. On that, the Mishnah is telling us, no, it has to be Me'oisa shevet. But Avada could be, you can't have two shvatim in the same city. What's the Gemara's whole kasha? Elamai, it's Muchach, says the Ran, that in order to have a din of Yoishvei Ho'ir, in order to have a din, Va'anchi Ir, to be considered from the Madichem Mitoicha, that the Madichem are from the city itself, it's not enough Lamed Yoim. They have to be there, Yud Beis Chodesh. It comes out, according to the Ran, a Chiddush, that the din of the Gemara, that 30 days is sufficient, a Chameres and a Gamelos is enough to be considered Yoishvei Ho'ir, that's only the Gabi, the Mudachim, the ones who are Eved Avodah Zarah. But the Gabi, the Madichim, they have to be there, Yud Beis Chodesh. Well, Lamais Daruch Haner asks on this Ran that it's still Shver. What's the Gemara's Kasha that you see that you can have two Shvat in one city? From the fact that it says, in the Ran said it's a good Kasha because you won't find from outside of the city, Shave from the outside of the city that's there more than 30 days. Why not? Maybe they'll be there 12 months. You could also have Really, it could be the halacha is he could only have one shevet per city. Why does the Mishnah say the Madichan have to be Me'oisa here, Me'oisa Shevet? It mentions Me'oisa Shevet because maybe somebody from a different shevet came into the town and he was there for 12 months. And then everybody agrees he has a din of B'nei Ha'ir. And that's called Medichel from a shevet, from a different shevet. And that the Mishnah is telling us that you can't have a Medichel from a different shevet. So Lochon there answers and he says that it's not Shchiach that should be there 12 months unless he actually lives there. So the Ran was understanding that if it's the shear is 30 days, like in Mudachim, so then it's a common occurrence that from a different shevet should be in the city for 30 days. So Ebazayi more wouldn't have a kasha. But if the only way you could be considered Madichel Ma'isi Oir is if you're there for 12 full months, that's not mistaver to say that from a different shevet who's not living there is going to be there 12 months. So it's mistaver that he must be living there. He must be living there, so then the Gemara says, oh, you see that you can have two Shvatim live in one city. And that was the Gemara's kasha. Rameh Simchan or Sameach says that even 12 months is not enough to be considered Mikir Becho, unless they have a dira in the city that's not Chayzeres B'yoyvel. He's medayin kadef in Loshna Gemara and Afkuf Yir Alfan Bey that says, Nof Leib Yerusha, or Yovel Leit Nieli Matana. It doesn't say Mecher and Schiris. It seems like that you have to have a house in that town, in the city, to be considered one Madichel B'toicha. You have to have a dira in the town. Not even that you bought. It has to be an inheritance. It has to be like Nof Leib Yerusha. It can't be a Mecher or Schiris, which is Chayzeres B'yoyvel. It has to be mamish that you're living there. It has to be a real bikir becha, not just a yoishve yoir. See, the different madregas we see. In order to be considered a mudach, have a din of ir nidachas, be part of the people, it's enough to be yoishve yoir. Yoishve yoir is lamed yoim. B'nei yoir maybe is yud beis chaydish, but in order to be considered bikir becha, the Rameh Simcha understood that even a more time. It's not enough yud beis chaydish. You have to have a yud beis chaydish is enough, but you have to have a deer that's not chazeres b'yoyvul. Demis is the Aruch Haner asked another kashin the Ran, that why didn't the Gemara say that early the Gemara should answer on this with two Shvatim should have said you could find in the case of a Chameres and a Gameles that were there for 30 days and they're mashing to the Roiv that's considered Yeshvi Ir and they're not the same Shevet as the Madichin. In other words, the Madichin Taka were there for a longer time and that's their Shevet. But if the people that were Yevid Avedah Zara alone, you don't have a Roiv. But there are Chameres and Gamelas that came from a different Shevet that were there for 30 days, and they're Mashlim, the Mudachim, not the Madichin. The Madichin are from a different Shevet. That's the ones who are living in that city. The Mudachim also from the same Shevet as the Madichin. But in order to have a Din of Erin Dachas, you have to have Roiv of the city. You don't have Roiv. Unless you're Mitzarev, the Chameres and the Gamelas, these donkey drivers, these camel drivers that came from a different Shevet, that came from out of town, then we're there more than 30 days. Now 30 days is something which is shchiach, and 30 days is enough to be considered your yoishvi yoir, like Abi the din of mudachim. So in that, the Ran said, the Rochner says, not a kash in the Ran, because you only need that roiv of the nidachim should be from the shevet of madichim. You don't need to have the entire city, entire, all the roiv of the nidachim. That you need roiv of the city in order to have a din of ir nidachas, but roiv of those nidachin have to be from the shevet of madichin, even though it's not roiv of the ear, without being mitzarif the other shvatim. So you don't have, if you don't have to have from the same shevet, so it's not a kasha, because even if you'll have from a different shevet for 30 days, they could still be mashlim the roiv of ear, even though they are not from the same shevet as the mudachin and the madichin. So in other words, the Aruch Haner is saying a chiddush to us, that you need to have only roiv, you need roiv or ear in order to have a din of ir nidachas, but you don't have to have that entire roiv or ear should be from the same shevet as the madichin. You need to have roiv of those nidachin should be from the shevet of the madichin, not all of them. And even though you don't have now roiv or ear of the same shevet, because you have mitzar from a chameres and a gamelas from different shvatim, but it's fine. It's okay, and it will be considered that the Shevet of the Nidachin and the Shevet Madichin are the same. That's the Chiddush Aruch Haner. The Michas Chinuch argues. Michas Chinuch Tav Samach Dalet Sivkat Nid Gimel says you need Rav of the ear that's Eved Avodah Zarah should be from the same Shevet. The next piece of Gemara speaks about the Sholol. It goes on the Mishnah which says Hachrim Oisa Veskol Asherbo, the Momain that's near Nidachas has to be destroyed. And the Gemara says that the nechasim of Rishoyim shebechutzala, even the nechasim of the wicked that are out of the city, also the din to burn it. Nechnichsi tzadikim shebesoicha, and as kol shalol is mar benichsi Rishoyim shechutzala. So the Gemara says, Amrav Chizda, in the nechasim of Rishoyim shebechutzala, in the nechasim of Rishoyim that are outside the city, that's mechuyiv in besreifa, so Rav Chizda says, uvin nekbotzim lesoicha, if it's gathered inside. Rashi is mefarish, uvin nekbotzim lesoicha, means the nechasim of Rishoyim that are close to the city, that are able to be gathered into the city on that day. It doesn't say clearly which day, the day of the Sreif or the day of the Gmardin, but it's a yom in that day, which a kindness the shlala ear to the Rechayiv to burn it, they have to be destroyed with it. But those nechasim, of even Rishoyim, that are further away from the city, that cannot arrive in the city on that day, are not destroyed, and with together with the shlala of the city. And Rashi adds that it's dafka shkvar hoyu l'soicha, it's dafka if the shlala, if those monies, those possessions, were already in the city, were there before. It's just now they're mufkadim yad acherim. But if they were never in the city, for example, let's say it fell to them, birusha, that's not called shlala, and that mamon is not lost. That mamon is not osur bahano. It would seem from Rashi that there are two conditions. Number one, that the shalal of the nershoyim have to be able to be nikbats l'soich, have to be able to be gathered into the city by Yisayim on that day when they gather all the possessions to burn. In addition, it would have to be that those possessions were once in the city beforehand. The Marsha and the Rishash learn that it's a different pshat. There are two pshatim in Rashi. That Rashi says, kvar hoyu b'soicha, is not a continuation of the first pshat. In other words, Rashi is saying two different things. No, the first pshat in Rashi is that even if the shalal, even if the chasim were never in the city, but if it's possible to gather it to the city, then you have to burn those nechasim, and more than that is not nesar. So the words of nikbatsim l'soicha mean that it's possible to gather those nechasim into the city at the time when they're burning the rest of the nechasim. And that's the only condition that needs to be met in order to be chayiv in sreifa. The second pshat in Rashi is that it's not totally in the shear of a day. It means to tell us, nikbatsim l'soicha means whatever was originally in the city is mechuyev in sreifa. And it's nothing to do with the amount of time that it takes to gather the nechasim into the city. According to the first pirish, it's totally in zman. And the question just is, what we pointed out before, it's not clear when that zman is. Is it a meis leis? Is it a yom sholem? Is it from the gemar din? Or is it totally in the metzias of when they actually burn it, the way Lashon of Rashi's mashma? The boys say Yematzma shekainsin shlala ir l'rechayv l'surf, and the shal's what the significance of that is. It's in the Gemara Din, maybe it's a certain zman from the Gemara Din, but from the Sreifa, the practical aspect of it, why should it be totally in a day? But al kapanim, that's the first pshat in Rashi. It's totally in the amount of time that's necessary, that's able to, that that enables us to bring these nechasim into the city. And according to the second pshat, it has to be that it was once in the city. That's Rashi. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam just in Perek Dalet Alocha Yud says Nichsei Rishoyim Shehudchu, the Nechasim of Rishoyim, that those within the Din Avodah Zarah, the ones that worship Avodah Zarah, Shayim Mufkadim Din Acheres, were in a different country. Im Nikbetzu Ima Nisrafim Bechlola. If they were gathered into the city, then they are also burned together with all the shalom in the city. Im Lav them, if not, Eima Abdin Oisan. You don't destroy them. Eli Nosnul Yerushayim. You give it to the Yerushim. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam's mi mefarish of Chizda, that he said, that Nichsei Rishoyim and Israfim and the Meld Asurim Bano, only Nikbatsim L'Soicha means those that were gathered into the city. But if they were not gathered into the city, they remained outside the city at the time of the burning of all the possessions of everything that was in the Eir Nidachas, so then the din is that they're Mutar Bano. And the Chiddush of Chizda is, don't say they're Asur because they were really Oymed L'Sarif, and maybe the Klal is, we reply the klal of kolaymed lisarev kisarov dami, and you would have to destroy these nechasim also. Kamashvila, no, they're still mutter, and yinos nuli yarshehem. Are you permitted to have anah from these nechasim before you burn the shalal of the city? Says the Kesef Mishnah, no. Since you're supposed to bring it into the city and it's supposed to be burnt, it's asur b'anah, it's oymed lisarev. But once the shlal ha'ir was burnt without them, if you failed to bring them into the city, so then they are now exempt from the halacha of the shalal of Eir Nidachas. And they don't have the din of nichsei rishoyim that are osur bahano. So it seemed that the Rambam is the Kesem Mishnah, at least understanding in the Rambam, that the din of Nikbasim L'Soich is not is Avadi Machuiv to bring it in. That's the din of Nichsi Rishoyim and it's Oymed L'Soreif. But the Chiddush of Rav Chisda is that it's only if they were brought in do they have the halacha of Shalol of Ir Nidachas. But if they were not brought in, Imlav, Eim Am Denoy. So you don't destroy them, you Nosn L'Rishayim. And the Nachum Mishnah points it out very clearly. He says that he goes on Rashi, quotes Rashi, that Rashi says that it's, if it's Kraven L'ir, you're supposed to go and bring them into the city and burn them. So Nachum Mishnah says, Miloshin Rabbeinu Zalim Mashmakein. From the Rambam, it's not Mashmin is the Chiv to bring it in. El Apirish of Chizdudim, Acher Shehudcha V'nik B'tzu Imo, if after there was, it became an Ir Nidachas and the Shol was gathered in, and these Shol were also gathered in, so then Harei Elu Oivdin, then they get destroyed. Even though they weren't there at the time of when it became an Ir Nidachas. So the Chiddush, the way that Lech Mishnah understands the Rambam, the Chiddush of Nikbatzim Esoicha is La Fuke, what Rashi had said, that we're talking about that the Nechasim were once in the city. Kamashmal, and even they were never in the city. And not necessarily you could or you can gather them in, but if they were brought into the city after Shehud Chudchu, then the din is that they get destroyed together with the city, even though they weren't there at the time of the Hadocha. But if not, if they were not brought into the city, then there's no Isra no. So it's much for the Ikeh Chiddush of Chizda is just this Halocha, that even Nichse Rishoyim, that were not there at the time of the becoming of the Ir Nidachas, if it's Nik B'tzu Ima, it's Nisrafim B'chlola. It gets burnt together with it. You shouldn't say that although it wasn't, since it wasn't there at the time of the city becoming the Ir Nidachas, it's exempt. It's not exempt. But if you don't bring it in, so then it's not Yinam Abedoysi, Nosn L'Rishayim. That's Mashma Nekuda, that Nalik Rashi is saying that there's automatic chiv to bring it in and it has to have been there, it didn't have to be there. But the point is just that anything that's brought into the city is nichlal in the shol of Yer Nidacha, that's Mechuiv and Sreifa. But if it wasn't brought in, Takei Nechanami, it's Yinosn Li Yerushayim, it's Mutzer Bahano. In summary, it would seem that there are three ways to explain the memory of Chizda of Nikbatzim L'Soicha. What exactly the Chiddush is? Is the Chiddush of Nikbatzim L'Soicha that it's anything which is able to be gathered into the city in that day is included in the din of Shol Ir Nidachas? Or does Nikbatzim L'Soicha mean something which once was in the city has a din of Ir Nidachas and Mela has to be brought back in? Or does Nikbatzim L'Soicha just mean whatever is actually brought into the city is included in the din of Ir Nidachas, and whatever is not, it is not Asur Bano, even if it was once in or wasn't, it's not. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is whatever is found or brought inside at the time of the Sreifa. The next Gemara tells us that there's a Havamina, that if you have a Pikodoin in the city of Ir Nidachas from a different city, it would also be Mechuv and Sreifa. And the Gemara says the Chiddush is the Havamina would have been that Kimon going to Kabbal Aleh Achrayas. If the people of the Ir Nidachas are Mekabal Achrayas, guarantee on this Pikodoin that belongs to somebody not from their city, I would have thought Madusema Kimon the Kabbal Aleh Achrayas, since they're Mekabal Achrayas, Kedidei Domi. It's as if it belongs to the people of the Ir Nidachas, these Rishayim, and it would have the din of Shol Ir Nidachas and Smuchiv and Sreifa. Kamash Malon, that since it doesn't belong to them, in the Pikodoinis, are not included in Shlola. It's not Shlola. It's not considered Shol Ir Nidachas. What's the Havmina L'Chari? Can you vary the Havmina? P. The Gemara M'sochim Daf Hey, you do the Gemara. The Gemara has a tzad to say. The Gemara says, you over by Ro by Motze on any Chometz that you chayv in Achrayis. So you see that Achiv Achrayis gives it a din that it's yours. Over here also is a Havmina since you're Mekabal Achrayis that would be called Shol of Ir Nidachas and will be Mechuyiv in Sreifa. Or the Gemara is another tzad that maybe goes to Kib Shimon or it's Dovel Gerim L'Mama in Kimamin Dami. It will be considered Shol Ir Nidachas because if somebody else will be mafsid you, take it away, it's Gerim L'Mama and it causes you to have to replace it. You're Mekabal Achrayis. Dovel Gerim L'Mama is Kimamin Dami. And Mela would have a din of Shol Ir Nidachas Kamashmal and it doesn't have a din of Shol Ir Nidachas. Rav Chizda said another halacha in the next Gemara towards the bottom of the Amid. He said, Behema, chetzi shalir nidachas, vechetzi shalir acheres asura. A behema, which half of it is owned by the members of Ir Nidachas, and half of it is from a different city, is asur. It's asur as a din of shol Ir Nidachas. But a dough which belongs halfway to the people, half of the dough belongs to the people of Yerni Dachas, and half doesn't, is muteres. The Gemara right away asks, what's the chilik? My time. The Gemara says, Behema command aloy pligadamya. Behema as if it's not split. And Isa command pligadamya. Isa as if it, yes, split. How do we understand this? A Rashi Mefarish that a Behema's command. The command aloy pligadamya means that ef shel kezayis basar b'lo shechita. It's impossible to eat even one kezayis of basar from a behema without shechting the entire behema. And it's not l'shechita kaim, it's l'misa, because half it is a din of yerni dachas. So the shechita is faker, the shechita would be just a misa behema, it has no heter. Even the chatzi is not yerni dachas, because when you shech the simon of the yerni dachas, you're not being shechit to be memis. So kaponim, you can't make a shechita here. Since you can't make a shechita, because half of it belongs to the yerni dachas, and half of it is a din of zasar ba'no, so male, the other half is also going to be yosri. It's command v'lei pligadam, it's impossible to split. It's efsher, it's impossible for a kazai's muscle without a shechita. You can't have a shechita here, because it's being memis, half it's being memis. So it's clear from Rashi that we say, a behema chetz shalir nidachas, the chetz shalir acheres asura. Asura means it's asur ba'achila. There's no heter shchita. The shchita is misa, and mele is no heter achila. Even the half which is not dir nidachas. But it doesn't say that it should be asur ba'no. L'chayr the isur hano is only in the half of the ir anidachas. But the Rishash and other achrayim ma'ir that the loshna gemara asura is mashma that the whole thing is asur ba'no, not only ba'achila. Achila means practically you can't shecht it. But the Lashon Asura is mean has a din Isser like Shalav Yerni Dachas. Not just Stam, that practically you can't shecht it, and therefore you won't have a heter achila. The Bemis, the Rambam, in Perek Dalid, Aloch Yer Aleph, brings down the Aloch without mentioning the Rashi Bavarns. It says, Behema chet shlir ni dachas, vechet shtir acheres, shoye besoyecha, rezu Asura. The Rambam says, Asura Stam, which is Mashmetz Asura in Gansin Bahano, also even the other half. So what's the pshat in it? So the Kesem Mishnah is Mevar the Rambam, and he says the reason why, what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that it's not possible to split the animal? L'shchita kaima, it's not l'shchita kaima, it's only l'mis, you have to kill it. He says, v'chol zayis v'zayis me'urev by iser ir nidachas. Every single zayis is mixed into it, the iser of the ir nidachas. And even if you shechted it afterwards, it's possible to split it, it's still asura. It became asur b'chayim l'shuvah yotzer b'nei oise iser. There's an iser in every single kezayis, it's impossible to split it, and the whole thing is asur. So why is an isa, why is a dough different? The Rambam Paskin is also like the Gemara, isa shikain, which is half and half, is muteres. A dough, mishor, is shayin, it's commanded pliga dummy. A dough is as if it's split. Ma'isa show is efshel l'chalka. So the male, the half which you're going to receive is not the half that has anything to do with the ir nidachas. Like Rashi was claiming, the boy polyglot, you could split it. The chelik of the ir nidachas is not mixed into it. So the lashon of the Kesem Mishnah is mashmal, not just that it's not shaych a heter shchita legabi the behema, but in each zayis with zayis is meurav by iser nidachas. Mashenkin by the isa you could split it. The Rishash and others, and smash like that in Loshna Meiri, say a little clearer that the word by Isa is because we'll say Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira means that when we split the dough, we'll say it was Huvra L'mafreya, that this half of the dough was yours and did not belong to the people of the Nidachas. The male, there's no Isser in it at all. Mashenka by Behema, the whole thing is Osir because it's the Loshna Rishash, and it's Yonki Hadodi. Each one, it's all together. It's all one Heftza. There's an Isser in all of it. It's impossible to split it. So therefore, it's not just that you can't have a heter shechita. It means it's Isser Hanoya, because it's impossible to go ahead and split the animal. That's the Hezman, the Rambam. That by Behema, the way the Kesem Mishnah explains the Rambam, that by Behema, there's an Isser, b'chol zayis v'zayis, not merely because you can't have a heter shechita here, because when you shecht one simon or part of a simonim, it's not a shechita because it's Eir Nidach, Zasur Ba'no. But since it's Yonki Ma'adadi, it's all one Heftza, every single kezayis has in it a chelik of Isser. Mashenka by an Isa with Shaykh to Mechalik it, we could say that you only receive the part which does not have in it the Isser of Yerni Dachas at all. The Lashon of the Yad Ramai is that by Balichayim la b'nei chalukaninu. It can't split a Balchay. Mishamachim, therefore, Asura kul, the whole thing is Asur. But Al Kopanim, we come out that by Isa, the reason why it's Takim Uteres is because we say Yesh Breira. We say it's Huvra Dovel Mafreya, that the half that you received never belonged to the Anshir Nidachas and never had in it any Isser whatsoever. The Behemoth, it's not possible to say such a thing. It's Yonki Ma'adodi, and it's called Zayis Ma'Zayis, more of the Isser. There's a famous kasha from the Shagis Aryeh on this Gemara. He says, what does that mean? It means Rav Chisda has to hold Yesh Breira. And it has to be that Rav Chisda holds Yesh Breira even by Dei Raisa. So the Shagis Aryeh in Simen Pei Tes brings down this Gemara, and he asks, and he says, that the Rambam paskins them in Atayra Eim Breira. So the Rambam paskins them in Atayra Eim Breira. How can he paskin over here by the case of Isa, that the din is that it's going to be Muteres? The only reason why it's Muteres is because Efshel Chalka. Efshel Chalka means you have to say Yesh Breira, but the Rambam paskins B'shal Teira Eim Breira. So here in Nidachas, how could it be Muteres? Let's say, in fact, the Shagasai doesn't answer the Kasha. It lies by a Kasha. You do have that the Mekar Chaim and Simon Tov Mem Ches wants to answer this kasha with the Yidua Dikar Ran in the Dorim Daf Mem Vav. The Ran in the beginning of Perek HaShutfin, when he talks about over there, a chotzer sheyesh by din chaluka, a chotzer which has enough of in it, that's over more than 8 amas, enough for 4 amas for each, which has a din chaluka, could be split amongst the shutfin, where those shutfin are nodru hanoa zemizet, when they made a ned not to have a noa, one from the other, then mutarim likonis the chotzer. They're allowed to each enter the chotzer after chalukah. Why? Because Amanas came to shtatvu, they originally made a shutvis that neither one could aser on the other, in a way that should be neseres like chalukah. So what does that mean? Because you say that the original agreement in the chotzer was that each one should be able to access his half without being impinged upon by the other. So even if they would make a neder, and even if you would say you can't go in now, if you hold in breira, but lechaira, the chalukah has to be in such a oifen that when they actually do split it, it was that there's no isra hanoa for each of them on their own chalik. So lechaira, the isra nidachas, you can say the same thing. And even though the Rajb over there asks after chalukah al seim breira, but over here with the Gemara of Bezin asks it, maybe leiv Bezin masna leim, that should not become usr, only that which you mevar that's yours, b'shas t'sreifa. So here we could say that it's originally, the whole isra nidachas was only chal on that chelik which is not yours. But the chelik which is yours, it wasn't chal b'chlal. So it's not totally dafke in yesh breira eim breira. The Michas Chinuch Takas points out that it's important in the Mekar Chaim that the shol ha'ir, that the whole iser on the mamoin, in the Erni Dachas, the iser hanoah, is only chal with a psak bezdin. So he brings that from the Mishnah Chachom like that the whole iser is only idea of psak bezdin, and mela, that's really the pshat over here. If it's not, even if you hold ein breira, not Yesh Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, you don't have to come on to saying that Bezin only paskin on Isra and Nidachas on one half. Stam Yesh Breira, that the ever chevik you received, that was Huver Lamafreya, that wasn't the shawl of the Isra Nidachas, it wasn't ever owned by them. But we're saying from the Mekar Chaim that even if you hold Ein Breira, but the Chaluka, originally when they Bezin paskined, that this is an Ir Nidachas, and the Isra Hano in the moment is because of the Psach Bezin that this is an Ir Nidachas, that was only Chal on the Isa and the Oifin, that when there'll be a Chaluka, your Chelik will not be affected. Your Chelik will remain as not having the Isra and Ir Nidachas in it whatsoever. The Rochoner answers that by an Isa, which you could split in the dough, we say that Taka Bezin was not going by the Din, only in the Chatzin Ir Nidachas after your Mechalik the Isa, and it'll be in his Bar your Chelik. In other words, Aruch Haner takes it a step further. He says that when Bezin's going to Enoch Hanavi, first of all, we have to have the first Taisem Hanocha, that the Isser that's Chal on the Momoin of an Ir Nidachas, the Shol Ha'ir that becomes Osir Bahano, is only Aideh the Psach Bezin. Like the Michas Chinuch points out from the Mishnah Chachamim, that's Klor. It only becomes Osir through the Psach Bezin. But Aruch Haner is saying even a step further that Bezin only creates that Chalois Isser, and Zgayim the Din on the those Nechasim that they become a chilek, the Ir Nidachas, only after the chilek of the Issa, only after you split it. And it'll be nisbar, which is the chilek that belongs to the Ir Nidachas, and which is the chilek that belongs to you. So on the chilek, which belongs to the Ir Nidachas, on that now it's going to be chal, the Issa of the dinner Ir Nidachas. So it's not shaykh to breira. You don't need breira. Because before the chalukah, there's no Issa b'chlal. It's only if there's an Issa before the chalukah. So then when you split it, we have to say it's huvra, dovla mafreya, that was the chilek that was always yours. But if you don't have to come out to Breira, if it's Ke'ilu that Bezdin only made the Isser Bichal La'achra Chaluka, so then Bechlal it's not Shver. How could it be that your Chel does not have mixed into it anything from the Ir Nidachas? Because the Isser was only said on that half that will be La'achra Chaluka belonging to the Ir Nidachas. It's totally in the Gemara din of Bezdin, and that's what asked Mikan Labonal Mafreya, and they only answered on Lacha Chalukah. The Milchaschinach doesn't go so vite. That's the Aruch HaNer. But the Milchaschinach was saying before that it doesn't go so vite. It was just they paskin that the moment should be also Mikan Labo. And they pass only on that which you will not receive. That which you receive, they're not passing on that. Gavi the Gemara did it. In other words, really, it's a Breira, but even though you hold aim Breira, but if it's Tali Aidei Das of the Gemara Din of Bezna, will say the same Nekudas of Breira. Towards the bottom of the Amid, the Gemara brings a very interesting Shaila. We know that all the Shol of Yirni Dachas is Asura Bahano. And the Rava says that the Rava de Shaila, what about a Pei Nochris? Pei Nochris, it's a Shaitel. So the Gemara says, hey, Chidon, what's the case? Even Mechubra Gufa, if it's attached to your Gufa, okay, Gufa Damya. It's like Gufa. And the Gemara says, like Tzricha de Toli Vesivta. It's hanging. Nichsei Tzadikim Shabaseicha Dami Vavad. Is it like Nichsei Tzadikim Shabaseicha and it gets destroyed? Or you don't make him in the Isle of a Nafka. Since it goes in and out with it, you take klavusha dummy, it's like clothing, teku. What's the shaila? The shaila, Rashi explains the shaila, that we're talking, pein nochris means like a braid of hair, that you make it for beauty. And the shaila is, if it will be attached to you all the time, it's niksha bos, in the vada, it's a chelik of the guf. What do you mean it's a chelik of the guf? It's not your body, it's clothes. So Rashi explains, it's like clothing. And the din is, you don't burn the malbushin shalalayim. We're talking about tzedkaniyais. So all their clothing that they're wearing are also not burnt. So what's the shaila if you're wearing it? It's not, it's clothing. So the Gemara explains, the shaila is when it's tali besivta. You're hanging it on a hook. You're not actually wearing it now. So what are the tutsdadim? So it's like nichse tzadik shebaseich adami because you're not wearing it. Or but the other side is that mainly, since it's isle of a nafka, since you a lot of times tie it onto and you wear it, even though right now you're not wearing it, right now you didn't tie it on, maybe it hasn't, you've done it like a malbushal there, you've done it like levushin, like clothing. Rashi adds a few words, the chol shaita daitolel, all the time she has in mind maybe to put it on. It's like all the malbushin. So that means it's mavur klar in Rashi and the Gemara, the Rashi and the Gemara, that levushin, clothing of tzaddikim that are in the city are not burnt. But that's only those which tzadikim are wearing, which in this batel legufan, stam levushin, which are not wearing a serfin. And the child's got to pay a nochris. What are we medamed to? Medamed to levushin, or because I love a nafku, we medamed to that it's not being worn. It's and emel, it's like levushin shel tzadikim that are in the city that are not batel legufan. The Meiri says that the suffering and pay a nochris is because you always need it. Since you always need it, maybe it's like considered like malbushin. Lefizeh, the Aruch HaNer points out that it comes out that whatever it's whatever they're wearing is not part of the shol of Yir Nidachas. So Rashi in the end of Erechin and the Krisis, Rashi says by Yir Nidachas the tzaddikim b'soicha yoytzen arumim, they go out without clothing. L'chari, that's lav dafka because it's clear from Rashi in the way Rashi is thinking more over here that they are yoytzen bilvushayan because the levushim are not burnt together with the shol of Yir Nidachas. So you have to say, it means, tzadikim b'soicha yoytzen arumim, arumim means from other nechosim, but doesn't mean what they're actually wearing. As a matter of fact, in the Tziv, in the Hamik Shela, in the Shilt of Kufla Megimel, Hey pointed out that the shol of Yirni Dachas is burnt, but not the malbushim, and that tzadikim b'soicha yoytzen arumim doesn't mean arumim mamish. According to Rashi, that's the nidin. Are we done like a malbush or not? The Adramaz, Mefarish, a little differently. He says, the pein nochris, the shaila, it's on her. She's wearing it. The shaila is, you have to mechaber it bezefes uveshaiva with like a tar or something, with like a wax, an oifen that'll remain there always. But if it was not on you, it was hanging, when a gdil, if it's hanging on a sichso, it's for sure nisraf. It's like any moment of Yirni Dachas. So according to the Yad Ramah, the shaila is not, there's no tzad in the world that if you're not actually attached to the guf, that it should be not included in Moment Yirni Dachas, which is Nisraf. The only Shaila is, even when it is attached, what's the level of attachment that's necessary to be considered that it's in Zbat al-Gufay? The post to Rashi was Mashma, that even where it's not on the Guf, there's a tzav to say it as Din of Malbushin. The Rambam, in Perek Dal Loch Yud Beis, he says, Sar ha-roish, bein shal anoshim, bein shal noshim shebo, mutubano, the Sar, aval shal pei anochris hareyu mechlal shlolo va'osur. Peh Nochris is Michlal Shlol and it's Osir. The Gemara is not Peshit Yishayla. So the Kesh Mishnah and the Lech Mishnah, right away Moir and the Rambam, that the Rav Dawes of Yosef Shaila, Rav Shaila, if a pan nachris is nisraf with the shalom, not nisraf with the shalom. And the maskaras and gemaras b'teku, so take these surahs the chumra l'chayra. But that's what they explain. The Rambam says that the sar pei nachris is mechlal shlolo because you go to chumra and mele it's aser. The chaschinach is ma'ir. He asks in the Rambam, why did the Rambam say that it's mechuba legufa if it's attached to the guf that it's mutar by nashim tzidkanias? The Rambam leaves it out completely. The Rambam says that a pan nachris and mice is mechlal shlolo v'aser. Now in a chanami you'll say like the kesem mishnah lecha mishnah that the Rambam is poishit. The Gemara Shaila Lechumra, but the Gemara Shaila is only Lechayra, the way Rashi learns, only when it's not Mechubra Legufa. If it's Mechubra Legufa, then it's Mutter. And that's for sure. If it's attached to Legufa, it's a regular Malbushim, it's Mutter Nashtid Kanyas. So the Mechaschinus is a Chiddush. He says that the Rambam understood that the Sugya that by us that says that the Bigdei Tzadikim and Mutarim is only like Rav Shimon that was Darish time of the Kra. But according to Rabbana, it didn't Darish in time of the Kra, it's Taka Aser. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, that's why he held that for the Levushim Ataka Aser. That's why the Rambam didn't bring it. Peinachris is, and Peinachris, he went to Chumra. He says, Mechlal Shlola and Avad, it's going to be Aser. The Rambam just puts it after the case of the Sar Rosh. Sar Rosh is Mamash Gufa. Maybe it's the Tzadzei, this is Mamash Gufa, but as Levushim, for sure, it will be Nisraf. Let's now go to Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis. The Gemara starts talking about the part of the Mishnah that says Hegdesha Sheba Yiftu. The Gemara says Hoyba Kachim, Kachim is Beach is Yamusu. Kachim is Beach means Karbonis, Eilus and Hashomers of the Rishoyim is the din is Yamusu. Kachim Bedek Abayis, Yipodu has to be redeemed, and Trumas Yirkavu, Maisashenim, Kisvi HaKoydesh, Yiganzu. So what's the pshat? Why Kachim is Beach? Why is it din of, why is it Yamusu? So from Rashi's Mavur that it's Kodesh Mizbeach is included in Shlal Shamayim. And the din of Shlal Shamayim is that it's excluded from the din of Shol of Yer Nidachas. It says, as Kol Behemta Lefi Chorev, it's not Behemta. It's Behemta Shamayim. It really should not have the halacha of Shol Yer Nidachas. So why Tak is it Yamusu? L'chayr Shmi Mutter. Shmi Mutter Ba'ano. Shmi Mutter. Shouldn't have a din to be Nisraf. Or anything should happen to it. So Rashi says the reason why it's Yamusu, the reason why it's Kainzlis Lakip, Machilis Sairin, and Shakres Nifkas, is because it's Mo'us, it's Mius Susa, it's Mius to Makriv the Karbonus of Rishoyim Ligavoya. So Mamela Dalochi is Yamusu. So that means Be'etzem Kachem Mizbeach is not included in the Din of Shalder Nidachas, it's a Din Yamusu because it's Mo'us. I heard a very interesting Ha'ora. The Shmuel Bochber in Babakama and Simon Amidalid brings from Reb Chaim, or you say the chilik between Kotche Mizbeach and Kotche Berek Abayis. Reb Chaim tainted that Kotche Berek Abayis is anything which you donate to the Beis HaMikdash is konui b'kinyonam legavoya. That means just like Reuven can be makne to Shimon Achefetz, Reuven can be makne Achefetz to the Beis HaMikdash. And now instead of Shimon owning the Chefetz, the Beis HaMikdash owns the Chefetz. In regular Hakno, regular kinyonim. Now, Beis Hamikdash is the owner of the chevitz. That's what Kodesh Berek Abayis is. Kodesh Mizbeach, Reb Chaim Taina, is not like that. The kedusha, your magdisha behema, oilol chatos for korban, a kedusha is chal, and the kedusha itself creates a din of mom and gavaya. But the korban is still yours. It's still bereshusai. It's still yours. It's mechaber for you. In other words, it's not a hakno to hegdish. It's a chalois din of mom and gavaya. But you blive the bailim. Where do you see this played out in halacha? Where do you see this in the Sugis Hashas, that this concept? The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Ayin Vav talks about a ganev that stole an animal and he was magdashit. So the Gemara says, you're not chayiv as a din of ganavit umachar. Should be the chayiv medin mechir, dal vehe. When you magdashit, mali mochar lehedit, mali mochar legavoya. So the Gemara says, because when you magdashit, it's mikara tur de ruvein, vahashat tur de ruvein. When you make from an animal into a korban, it doesn't become that's not your animal anymore. You're still a bailim. Before it was Reuven's ox, and now it's Vayta Reuven's ox. It's not a mechir lehedyet. A mechir lehedyet is it goes out of your rishus. So yichayif a gon of a mochar. It's the gon of a tova, gon of a mochar, yichayif dal vei. Mashenken, when you magnish it, it didn't leave your rishus. So yibazoy, the horror is that, why do we say by kachim is beach? that it's shlal shamayim and it's not including din v'ir nidachas, l'chorda, you're still a bailim. You're still the bala carbon. If you're still a bala carbon, so l'chor, it should be nichlal and shol, the shol of v'ir nidachas. It's your shol. It's a carbon. That's kedush on it. The kedusha created it in a moment gavaya, but the lamai says you're the bailim. You see, it's not called a mechir l'gavadin of dalet v'hei. To tain and say that the etzim kedusha is going the din of shlal shamayim, that's not true l'chayr, because by kachim that achayv and achrayis according to Shimon, it also has kedusha. And the Gemara wants to say that that lies in Mainai. Kachim kalam alim dreisiv lili, the hemshach Gemara. The Gemara wants to say that that's called mamon bailim. So you see, it's not the kedusha that's going the din of shlal shamayim. It's the fact that it's not yours, that belongs to shamayim, that's going the din of shlal shamayim. Shimon holds dava gerem l'mamon k'mamon dami. It's like kedidei. It's like yours. It's yom ha'mayinai. It's not shlal shamayim. It's yours. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who holds kachim kalam is mamon bailam. It's also it's included in the shlol of nir nidachas. So ibazay lecher is a shtarka ara. Why don't we say that by every kachim is beach that it should be considered the carbon of Reuven of the and over here in this case the carbon of these are shayim and nir nidachas. It should be called shlola. Why does he want to call it shlal shamayim? Lecher it's muchach that the din of shalala, that it's your shalala, is totally in the fact that you have a bailus to use it. And it's mamish yours to mishtamish and bepoil, to use it as if it would be your mamin. Since lamais it's chalan and the din of mamin gavaya, that itself is mafkiya the shem of shol ir nidachas. That's why it's called shlal shamayim. In other words, the enachanami, in mitzad hilchus kinyonim, Rav Chaim taught us, that it doesn't leave your rishus. It's bad some you're considered the bailam and it's mechaber for you. But are you really a bailam? Can you use it like mamain? Can you sell it? You can't sell it. It's chalin and a din mamain gavaya. It's chalin and that belongs to Shemaim also, even though it came like the Kedusha. That could be patez and it's my name, the din of Irni Dachas. It's not us the Kedusha Shabbai. It's us the din mamain gavaya. But the fact that it's called yours, legabi, it's not considered mechir dal vehei. Lagabi mikar tur deruven hashtur deruven. Lagabi, you have a kapara, doesn't mean it doesn't have an adin mamon gavaya. Lamaisa, you don't have the full ishtamshis of it bepoil like you would have for anything else that you own. So there is a din mamon gavaya in this carbon, in this kachay mizbeach, in the kachay shemay. You can't sell it. It's not that itself is mafkiya the din of shlala. So it's into santa or in santa chiddush that the din of shlala is also nifka not only if it completely leaves your shus in hilchus kinyanim, like in Berak Habayis, or according to Rabbi Yosef Glili that you are bailim, Reb Shimon, David Gar the moment, then hilchus momenis it's yours. But even where if it just leaves a little bit your shus because of the fact that it's chal din momen gavaya, that in itself is mafkia the din of shalala. The Gemara says one a little further. The Gemara says when the Rish Lakish says the Gemara speaks about that if his kashim is bech, it's yamusu. The Gemara asks why is yamusu? Why did you say that you wait till have a mum and then yipul demel in a dova? So Rabbi Yechon says zever chashayim to eva. Rish Lakish says mum it is mum bailam. We were talking about kashim yichayv and achrayis. Rabbi Shimon holds that kashim yichayv and achrayis is mum bailam. Just interesting that there's a ktsayis and shin pei vav that brings a raya from this Gemara that they say dava according to Rav Shimon, you say dava girl mamon k'mamon dami. You see that klal that according to Rav Shimon dava girl mamon k'mamon dami is said even where it's be'en. Rashi Imsachim and Davam says that Rav Shimon holds dava girl mamon dami is only when the pekudin is not ben, only when zechiv achrayis. But when the pekudin is ben, you don't say this klal. Chaim Moizer and Achiezer says it's not 100% a raya from our Gemara because. And by Gazlin or by Kutch, when you chayv and achrayis, so you already have a chiv achrayis, and the chayfetz is necessary in order to pati yourself from your chiv, over there you say, Dava gram l'mamim k'mamim dami, even where it's ben. But a shaymer, where there's no chiv achrayis in the bikkun, unless it gets lost. If it totally gets lost, you just return the bikkun the way it is. It's only if it gets lost, then kicks in the chiv achrayis. So it's not considered like a mamim by you as long as it's ben. That's the vart. The vart is that a bikkun is different. Over there we're talking about a bikkun. Then by Pekodin, if it's Be'en, you don't have the klal of Reb Shimon Dava Gar L'mamik Mamon Dami, because there's no Chiv Achrayis yet until the Chayfetz is not anymore Be'en. As long as the Chayfetz is Be'en, you just have to return the Chayfetz. It's a Chiv Ashav in the Chayfetz, you're Shomer in the Chayfetz. But the Chiv Achrayis, which is in itself means that when the Chayfetz is not here, you're responsible to replace it, that's when it's not Be'en anymore. So that's only where it's not Be'en. We say Dava Gar L'mamik Mamon Dami, and your Chiv Achrayis means that you have a Mamon here. But by Gazan and Kachim, automatically it's a Chiv Achrayis right away. You need the chayv to pati yourself from yochiv to bring the carbon. So then you say davar gavin kamomidam, even though it's ban. Well, fizel will come out that a pikadin of a different city that you find in Erni Dachas, the Rishim would agree, you don't have the klal of davar gavin momin kamomin dami.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.